Hey, my friends, Kevin here. Just taking you on a midday walk through a local ravine near my house. And was just sort of thinking about little audio recordings in general. And yesterday I wrote on my newsletter, my mailing list, about this idea of programs versus campaigns. And the interesting thing about a program, what I said was basically a program is a ongoing, ever-present, much like a news network or a shopping channel, where if you turn it on, there's always a program on. It's essentially the same program 24/7, and it's expected. It's something you may or may not build a relationship with, in the sense of, you know, you may not be on a shopping network every day, but certainly if you are a news watcher, it's very common for people to be on that channel all the time. And anyway, this idea of developing a program for you, whether that, you know, that doesn't need to be daily and 24/7, obviously. It could also be a weekly thing. It can be a sporadic thing that you do. As long as it's regular and frequent and people learn to expect it and it's easy to consume and it's not overly, you know, dense, ideally. If you're going to do dense content, you want to be thinking in terms of, you know, high potency posts that come out once in a while. Nonetheless, this idea of audio logs is a good one. If you are naturally a verbal processor, or you like to learn via audio, or you like to explain ideas verbally, and maybe that's easier for you than writing, having a little audio log can be a nice way to supplement your writing. I still believe that writing is probably the most effective way to build an ongoing conversation with your target market, although by no means is it the only way. And audio can be a really good supplement or even a main thing for some people. The key is to be thinking in terms of frequency, though, and developing a regular cadence of putting something out there such that you build a relationship with your target market, your clients, your potential clients, your past clients. You build a relationship via your program, via your ongoing series of publishing that you do. And not only is this good for you, it's good for them. It's good for you because you can clarify your thinking, and the more you produce, the easier it is to come up with new ideas. And it's good for your prospect because they can get a sense of what it's like to to work with you, or, you know, they kind of build at least one-way relationship with you. And it kind of reminds me of Daniel Priestley. He has this concept called 7-11-4. And what he says is, I think people, you want your prospect to consume your content for, I don't know, something like 11 touch points over 4 channels for a combined 7 hours. And whether you can produce that or not, it's up to you. But that he says is kind of taps into this idea of what's it called? It was Dunbar's number, and basically, yeah, anyway, it builds familiarity with people much more robustly if they can spend 7 total hours consuming your content, ideally experiencing you and your ideas 11 times in total over 4 channels. And I'm not sure the necessity of each of these channels, but, you know, having an audio channel and having a and whether that's a private podcast feed or a podcast feed in general, or you can even send to your newsletter a link to an MP3, which I've done in the past and produces a pretty high click-through rate and pretty decent response rates. So that would be an example of sort of 2 channels or even 2 mediums. And so I just wanted to share this idea with you that it doesn't need to be necessarily complicated, that you can just pull out your phone, turn off your Bluetooth headphones, because those are going to make your audio sound terrible. And you can kind of just, what I'm doing right now is positioning my phone just to the left of my mouth so that I'm not breathing directly into it. And you can just sort of talk into the bottom of your phone as if you're one of those people on speakerphone who just holds it right up to their face. So that produces decent audio. Another tool that I use is called a Hollyland Lark. I think it's called a C1 or potentially C2. I can't remember. And all it does, it's actually like a Bluetooth lapel mic. And you can plug that into the base of your phone, and it actually records really, really well. It has background noise suppression as well. So I just kind of went out on an impromptu walk, and I didn't bring it with me, but I'll do another one where I'll show you what that sounds like. But the whole point here is to develop a cadence and to develop a rhythm. And if you're anything like me, my core strategy is intimacy and advocacy. So as long as I am building a connection with my target market, and such that they build trust and familiarity with me and my ideas, that's going to be key. And then when I do engage with someone, or when I, you know, consider an engagement with someone, I want to make sure that there's a path to building a two-way connection, so that I can understand their needs at a much deeper level and help them as best as possible. So that's the intimacy part. And then advocacy is obviously just looking out for the best interest of the people you serve and the people you seek to serve, and anyone in general. Just always kind of thinking of the best interests of the people you're surrounded by. I think it's a good natural philosophy to have. But audio is a great way to build intimacy. So I could put this into ChatGPT and it can spit out a summary of what I've just said. It can transcribe what I've just said. And I could even write what I just said in my own words. But there's something about audio that is a higher fidelity version of text. And it doesn't mean it's better. It just means there's more information being conveyed by the sound of a voice than with just words. And so there's a place for audio if you are into audio. With this particular thing, I just had this idea of talking about your audio logs as it relates to the rest of your content strategy. But it doesn't need to be your sole content strategy, and neither does writing, neither does social media. In fact, having a little bit of all of it is probably a good idea. So just want to share this idea with you. Creating your own audio logs. Members of Mindshare will be familiar with my audio logs because I create a fair few of them and publish them for members only. But I just want to share this with you because it's a great way to build relationships with both your members, your clients, your potential clients, your peers, whoever you want, as part of your overall content strategy. So if your goal is to create intimacy and familiarity and trust, then content or audio is a great way to do that. And if you're more of a video person, go for that as well. That works just as well, if not maybe even better in many cases. Okay, my friends, I'll leave it there. Hope this helps. Don't overthink it. Get that phone out and start getting your ideas going. Even if you don't publish them in the beginning, it's a good habit to get into because it forces you to clarify your thinking so that eventually you can publish. And publishing is where the real magic happens. Okay, my friends, talk to you soon.